Hello.
Yes, sorry. I had a missed call. I had several missed calls from this number.
Yeah. Is this Amber?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Amber. This is Zach. How are you? You had reached out to us about your property.
Yeah.
Do you have a minute to talk?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good.
That's good.
You sound a little busy. Is it an okay time?
Yeah, it's fine. Actually, I'm just waking up. Me and my daughter are just waking up. She's been up and down all night.
Okay.
Poor thing, she's teething. But it's fine. Yeah, she's just talking and playing this morning.
Okay, yeah. I don't mind background noise. I actually quite prefer it. So.
Yes, sir.
So I'm very familiar with the property. I noticed that it is listed on the MLS.
Yes. Yes, sir. Actually, we do have a realtor, but my mom was actually telling me about stuff about you all, and that's how I found out.
Who
about
was it?
My mom.
Her
name is Tammy Campbell, but she never listed anything with you all, but one of her close friends did.
Do you know her name?
No, sir. I have to ask. But she was like, just call and see, because just see what they're about, how they do things, and maybe you can go through them instead of going through a realtor. And I was like, you know what, Mom? I never thought about that.
Well, let me ask you this: when is your realtor paperwork, I guess, closed or terminate?
I don't know what, like, if when
are
we
you,
when can we terminate with her?
Well, yeah, I just, because, you just listed it. It just makes me curious. Are you not having good luck with the realtor? Are you?
Well, things are moving slow on the market as well. So we're just trying to figure out, we're asked for our asking price and stuff, So
right.
I don't know how you guys do everything, Do y'all go lower than the asking price? Is it negotiable?
Well, honestly, so everything is negotiable. And honestly, we're really in the customer service business. And, we're investors. We have license within the company as agents. We do this, quite often. So it really just depends on your situation and kind of what your next destination is. So I guess one question I would have is, you just bought it, not too long ago. If you don't mind me asking.
In 2004. 2000. Yeah. We're actually trying to expand my husband's business. My husband does trucking business, so we're trying to expand his trucking business. So we're not really pushy to go back into buying a house. So we're just trying to expand his business a little bit more.
So if I hear you correctly, you kind of want to downsize maybe and just kind of get something a little bit cheaper?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, a couple questions. Let's see. Because it's 1941 square feet. There's really no equity in it.
No equity in it.
Right. So, you might even have to come out of pocket if you were to sell it the way it's going. Were you aware of that? Did anyone tell you that?
So, what do you mean come out of pocket?
How much do you owe on this property, if you don't mind me asking?
We'll have enough to be able to pay everything off and downsize what we need to do. So we really wouldn't have to come out of pocket.
Right. So do you Let's see. I mean, do you, okay. Because sometimes the mortgage, just so I can best help you, it's not going to change our process or price or anything. You got it. You bought it for 236 in 2020. Okay. So, assuming, is it in base? Okay, I see the pictures, so it's in good shape. Okay. So, I mean, roughly you owe about what, maybe 200,000 on it?
Something around that area. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's just say you have 200,000 on it. Okay. 4-3, 1941. It was built in 2020. And you're looking to do something sooner rather than later, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, with everything, inflated, it's definitely, it's a challenge. People are, struggling to pay their bills. I mean, I'm assuming you got a pretty good interest rate, back in 2020.
Yeah, interest rate was pretty good.
Yeah. I think they had like 3.5%. So hopefully you utilize that. What's really hurting you, if you don't mind me asking? Is it the monthly payment that, or is it too big, or do you just want to kind of make
It's
some money on
nothing.
this
It's,
thing, or?
yeah, we're just trying to flip it. That's all we're trying to do to
Okay.
expand my
So
husband's
you've.
business.
Okay.
Everything is perfectly fine. I mean, we're everything is, thank you, dear Lord Jesus, going right, but we're just trying to flip it, and make a profit off of it so we can do what we need to do for our income of our house, expanding
Do you have your
the
next place
structure.
picked out yet?
Yes, actually, we're going to rent for a little bit.
Okay, so
Yeah.
you're okay with renting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, let me just check out a few things here.
And the house does have a basement. I don't know if you've seen that or not. So there is a basement, extra living space for the house.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that 3 to 4, 3, honestly, that 350 to, to up is, they're taking longer to sell because just prices and interest rates are, they're higher than what they were. So,
Yeah.
you buy a $200,000 house now and it's, you're paying, $1,500 a month in mortgage, a mortgage, and if that's even if you
Oh,
can
yeah.
find a $200,000 house.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let me just check here. I mean, because you have it listed with a realtor, I mean, and I'm sure, an ethical realtor, if we could put something together, they would be fine with, being it, saying, okay, no problem. You're going to sell it on your own. No
Yeah.
problem. So, I mean, what's most important? Do you said you're looking to expand his business, so I'm assuming maybe you want to buy another truck or something,
Yes,
or
sir. That's our goal.
So maybe some money now and still be able to get the price that you want would work for you.
Yeah, we want to pay the house off and be able to get about, more trucks. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we do have a program that I think that could work for you. How much do you know how much the truck do you know how much the truck is that you're looking to
No, I don't. We don't want to jump the gun, you know. We just wanted to get the house gone, and then we would go look for, you know.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, we have, I don't think our cash, you know, program would necessarily work for you.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
fine.
But we have other programs, and
okay.
I think maybe our equity protection program might work, if you would be interested in something like that. So, kind of how it would work is, you know, we don't like to, you know, negotiate necessarily on, you know, price. You know, we understand it's an, you know, you have a nice house. It's priced, you know, aggressively. So, I think, you know, the best thing that we could probably do is say, you know, hey, we could buy this house, but, you know, what it would entail is basically, you know, us buying the house, you know, you not having to worry about the monthly payment anymore, and we give you some cash, basically, so you can give, you know, go to your next place, and we, you know, pay the rest off over time. Basically, like
okay.
a rent to own type of thing,
mm-hmm.
but
it's
more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense.
We would be responsible, and we do this all the time. Like I said, we would be responsible for all the repairs. You know, it would be, you know, settled by an attorney that we use. We use Dankos and Gordon right here on Parham Road. We could definitely put something together if that's, you know, something that you would entertain.
Yeah, I don't think so. We'll just, I was just going to, you know, see we got what you guys do and stuff. And like I said, I was just told about you all. But I think we're just going to stick with, you know, what we got going on. But I appreciate all your help this morning.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it more important to just get the house paid off for now? And then, you know, let's just say we could give you payoff, you know, plus some, and then give you the rest of the money at a later date. So that way you can, you know, do what you need to do quicker.
No, sir, that's fine. That's all right. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll keep your information.
Yes,
and if something changes, we...
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.